Hi, I'm Spider Robinson. Welcome to Thrillin' at the Macmillan, a series of 8 essays about space and space travel that I wrote during my term as the first writer-in-residence for the H.R. Macmillan Space Center in Vancouver, British Columbia. These essays were posted over a 9-month period at the Space Center's website, www.hrmacmillanspacecenter.com, and I'll be reading them aloud for you in this podcast series. These essays are podcast under Creative Commons license, with the conditions no derivatives, non-commercial, and share alike. Thrillin' at the Macmillan number 1, Let's Start Wasting Money in Space. Copyright 2006 by Spider Robinson. I've spent several decades rebutting silly complaints about money wasted in space. Dollars have been spent getting there, but every single buck stopped here, on the ground, in the pocket of some smart person. Furthermore, every dollar NASA spent earned $13 back. Look what it got them, a manned space program that barely exists and has little future. Time to change that. Today, we need to start wasting money in orbit. Big money. That means tourism. Nobody spills money like rich tourists. This province has bet its future they'll spill enough during a few weeks in 2010 to replace the millions of dollars it's given the Pied Whistler to lure them here. Space will offer a much better show than any Olympics, any cruise ship, any resort. For one thing, it'll have sports you've never imagined. Nobody's invented them yet, but trust me, zero-G sports will make anything you've seen boring. Six-wall squash, 3D curling, free-fall gymnastics, spherical skating, airjet lacrosse, all that's needed is people ready to pay to see them, and astonishing new sports will arise. So will new kinds of entertainment. Some based on ones you know, zero-gravity dance, juggling with four limbs, and some new like liquid sculpture. In zero-G, water or paint can be coaxed into bubbles, ropes, loops, or lenses, then manipulated with airstreams or music. Music itself will change as space forces redesign of instruments and performance needs. So will cooking. So will sex. Even today, without any such exotic features, low orbit is so attractive a destination, people are paying Virgin Galactic $20,000 U.S. for 4 minutes there. The new Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog offers a $1.7 million deal for a family of six that includes a private party with Richard Branson afterwards. Four folks who paid Russia $20 million for a week aboard the space station say they got their money's worth, and two more are signed up. Thanks to the generosity of Dr. Peter Diamandis, creator of the Ansari X Prize, my wife Jeannie is about to get to spend a total of 15 precious minutes in zero-G in an airplane pretending to be in space so she can work on her free-fall choreography. Spaceflight is not just an American show, either. A visionary genius from Ontario named Jeff Sheeran is right now building Canada's first spaceport on 300 acres in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, from which he hopes to ferry customers to space by 2009, in a rocket called the Silver Dart, whose design is based on the oldest proven technology there is, Wernher von Braun's classic V2. Many other nations have their own entrepreneurs. An industry is a boring that conservatively expects to make $20 billion a year putting capitalists in orbit soon. Good. Space is a meditative, contemplative place. The body finally stops complaining and lets you get some thinking done. Hierarchy has no meaning in zero-G. Nobody's short, weak, or crippled. Sherpas on Everest can't begin to imagine the view. Everyone who goes up gets their nose rubbed in the truth that there really is only one Earth, its atmosphere no thicker than the skin on an apple, that we truly are all one, that everything anyone does matters to everybody, that we must all share or all die, and that it is crucially important to get at least a few of our race's eggs into some other basket soon. I say we need that done to our richest citizens, as many as possible, fast. I don't care if we lure them up there with zero-G brothels. The more people who've been to space, the better off the poorest nomad in Tuva will be. Today, we're saddled with some of the dumbest aristocrats in history, stupid enough to starve their own serfs. Fortunately, the inexhaustible riches of Croesus lie only a few hundred miles above our heads. Now, if we can just get them to look up. BC writer Spider Robinson's 33rd book, Variable Star, a collaboration with Robert A. Heinlein, is available from Tor Books. For further information, visit www.spiderrobinson.com or www.variablestarbook.com. This has been Thrillin' at the Macmillan number 1, the first in a series of 8 essays about space and space travel written during my term as first writer-in-residence for the H.R. Macmillan Space Center in Vancouver, British Columbia. Some relevant links can be found at the Space Center's website, www.hrmacmillanspacecenter.com. Thanks for falling by. I hope you'll come back for the rest of the essays. This is Spider Robinson, still thrilling at the Macmillan.